Mornings in Seat Ram Tala went like this when I was writing. Architecture was amazing. It talked to me, even up on that mountain. I lived with it as a consequence of language, so soon began to say that things architectured other things, which I demonstrate to the group by saying it architectures and wouldn't make it any more complicated than this. Elle loved to hear words repurposed. She would glow like light inside a stone. So extraordinary it was to see her face that I began repurposing all kinds of words. But the mornings were like this. I woke in darkness as I had gone to sleep. I woke with language in my mouth. Yet these weren't words that immediately became text. I had to perform first the parai of writing, the parai to come out of sleep. I slept deep in a moving geometry. I don't mean that my room was shaped this way. My room was ordinary, though also beautiful. What I slept in was created by my mind. It was a question of void space, my sleeping. It began as empty black space, then was transformed by light, by ribboning, by the secreted presence of another. Another person touched my sleep and shapes formed. I knew who she was. I called her name. She could not come in body. So there was this sleeping geometric holding feeling, and there was outside architecture. I wrote a book wherein I brought sleep to the outside. I drank dream tea and sat on benches perched above the city, and in the blur wrote that book.